Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Oi's Two Men. Listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Oi's Two Men on the track called Job Done. Bit of swearing in there, start of the show. Nothing wrong with that. Yes, I'm a little bit croaky. Now then, what I know is, Tony, I'll explain. A few of the songs this week, three I think, have come via Facebook and a link that was left on the Punky Radio page for a free punk CD download. Did you see it?
I did.
You did. Are you mentioning it?
Yes.
Right. So I won't go on about it too much now because you'll be mentioning it in the next bit. That's one of them. That is free. I've said CD, you know what I mean. It's an album download. It's free. You'll find out about it from Mr. Tony Hearn later on in the show. Right now, though, I'd like to know, what is Oi's Two Men's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Oi's Two Men.
No, it's not, because they use it like the Boys Two Men thing with the two I's as the two, like the Roman two.
Mm.
So it's facebook.com/ Oisy Men. OIZIIMEN. And you'll find out more about them there. Now, additional material time. And it's all encompassing this week in one email. Thank you very much to Niall Murray, who won the competition. Turns out he's called Neil.
Okay.
Yeah, and he says, just to clear a wee thing up. Oh, he's so Scottish.
Yeah.
Just to clear a wee thing up. Niall is pronounced new. Being Scottish, in it's a Gaelic thing, but never mind. Oh, well, all right. Thanks for CDs. Particularly enjoyed the little extra from an unknown artist called Paul Bielis, whoever he is, but seems to have some very catchy numbers in his set. That's right. I dropped him in an extra CD for me, so he got three.
Excellent.
I've still got 500 on him in bed. Any chance of playing something from Emergency Bitter? I saw them for the first time a few weeks ago in Kingston at UK Subs gig. Great night. I've never heard of them, but, you know, if you want to get in touch with them, Neil, and get them to send me stuff, brilliant. That is, I can't go chasing bands anymore. I'm too old. They'll have to come find us. And then he just drops in a joke without so much as a buy your leave. It's not even titled Comedy Suburbs or anything, the cheeky person. Anyway, here goes. An obese person is told that they have to lose weight for medical reasons by their doctor. Obese person says that it's hard because it's their feet that are the problem. Doctor replies, what do you mean? What's the problem with your feet? Obese person says, I can't seem to get the bloody things out of the chip shop. Has he managed to make that PC? I don't know. But anyway, love the show. Cheers, Neil. It's all right, we know you're called Neil now. You don't need to put Niall anymore. I know it's Neil. Neil in brackets. Neil. Well done, you. Mm. Yeah, Neil. Okay. That isn't a request. Next track now. Good news, bad news, Tony.
Okay.
The good news is that Wiley Bo Walker has brought out a new single that is coming out on July the 2nd, and we've been sent a promo of it without so much as by your leave. Very happy about that. Have I already used that phrase?
Don't think so.
No, good.
Yeah.
Bad news. Well, a celebration, really. It's dedicated to Benji King, who played keyboards on many of the Wiley Bo Walker tracks of the past, which will also be on his forthcoming album later this year, who sadly died in an accident late last year. So, my condolences to his family, but what a great new song. Odd start. I didn't know what was going on here. I thought, oh, good Lord, Wiley Bo Walker, what have you done here? But it worked itself out in about 15 seconds. What is Wiley Bo Walker's website?
WileyBoWalker.com.
No, WileyBo.com. WileyBo.com. WileyBo. This is Walk. It's probably be in the internet too, Tony Neil. And this is Walk in Chinese Footsteps.
Oh,
listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Wiley Bay Walker and Walking Chinese Footsteps. Bit of a departure, slightly different, and certainly very different from the first track. But hey, that's punky radio. Do check him out via wileybo.com. Got loads of good music on there. Described in the past by a certain me as sounding like Tom Waits in a bad mood. But that one is a bit more upbeat, as it goes. Now then, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
How's that?
Thanks for your Facebook comments. Please do leave a Facebook comment if you are on that there Facebook. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like the page, leave us a comment, read them out every week. So I've got a few this week. As mentioned previously, Alex Ling has been in touch, posting details about the Freedom Punker Volume 11.
Oh, that's the one.
That's the fellow, which you can download. Features Truth, Artigo 157, Bad Ideas, Book of Daedra, Daedra, Defect, Disease.
Yeah, all sorts of things. You don't need
all sorts. And you can download it. There's a link on this website. We'll get our Facebook page. Or it's concretesocks.org.
It is exceptionally full on.
Yeah, and it's free. Download it.
And it's free.
Yeah. Either way, go to Facebook. Facebook.com/punkyradio. And it's in the comments on the right. Next to Aubrey Hansen, who mentioned last week, who says, "Hey, Punky, here's a photo of my son and your pod son, Finley and Red Hansen." Photo attached. "Now remember, since you two agreed to be his pod parents on the air, if I should go deaf, dumb, blind and have both my hands severed, or be so mutilated in any way as to not be able to provide the punky influence, you must assume responsibility for showing him all the best bands from across the lands. No pressure, and thanks for the great new music."
That we can do.
Yeah, he says, "Play some Kirks."
Yeah. Any other sort of responsibility, I'm afraid I'm going to fall down.
Yeah, no, we don't do responsibility.
And yes, we will get another Kirk's track out in coming weeks.
And finally, one from Alan Matchers. Matchers, M-A-J-T-A-S, Matchers. I'm going to drop the J, Matchers. "Love the way you make the show sound as if it was just thrown together whilst you're waiting for the kettle to boil. But I'm sure a lot of hard work and planning goes into it. To give it that slacker vibe, you do so naturally. Keep up the good work and long may you continue."
I read that and didn't know whether to laugh or cry. He's basically saying this couldn't sound this rubbish without effort. So we're doing our best, mate.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you very much for the comment. And yes, there is a certain looseness surrounding the show.
Laid backness, maybe.
I'd go as far as to say perhaps lackadaisical.
Maybe.
Important thing is the music's good.
It is.
Ain't that right?
In it.
And here's proof of that. Here's another track. Now, this has come through from... everything's a bit mixed up this week. As well as having... How many got? Three songs from the punk free download, as discussed. We've also got three songs as well from Music Clout, which is a resource, and every once in a while they send me an email saying, "We've got another 60 songs for you." Well, I'll tell you what, a lot of them were not suitable. I have managed to get three. This isn't one of them. No, it's not. No, I got two. This has come through from Manila PR, as has another one this week. Shut up, Paul, and just play it. We'll talk about it afterwards. Everything on Red Satellite.
You never could explain. You never could resist, but now you've seen it all. And I can't let you down this time. Watch us to find your rights. Oh, was it really so bad? No, I won't end this silence. Please comprehend the fact that this love lives like violence. And I can't let you down this time. Satellites around, resonating time. We close our eyes
time has come to watch me fall apart. And all that's left is to concede defeat right from the start. You said for things beyond my reach and these far from this setting. Come on, come on, leave me right here. Forgive without forgetting.
Knockery.
You're listening to Guano Bars Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was everything on Red, Track Called Satellites. I think that's out right now. And yes, I think came through via another PR. I have got a little bit confused this week, I'll be honest. This show wasn't difficult to put together, just rather confusing. What is Everything on Red's Facebook page?
facebook.com/everythingonred.
It is indeed. Tony 1, Paulie B and Internet 2. And now the inevitable question with, I suspect, the inevitable answer. Tony, did you do anything last week?
Nah.
Well done. I did. I went to Inkfest. Inkfest takes place at the Sand Bay Leisure Resort, or it did this year. Whether it will be there next year, I don't know. And is a tattoo and music convention. A real 50-50. The tattoo room was a particularly vibrant place, Tony.
Okay.
And me and mate Steve and this bloke we met called Ash appeared to be the only three people there without tattoos. And it was discussed by this guy Ash's girlfriend Corrie. She said, you know what you should do? He said, what? He said, you should all just get naked, run into the tattoo room and say, anybody bought? and see what you come out with. And I just didn't think that was a very good idea at all.
No.
I'd start crying.
Yeah.
So anyway, I remain physically unblemished by the weekend. I have to say, some of the bands that won were great, and I did some interviews. I interviewed Dragster, Frenzy, Pussycat and Dirk Johnston's, and Highlanders. Those interviews will come up in an Inkfest special in future weeks. I do just want to briefly mention one or two other things about Inkfest, though. One of which is that we got friendly with this girl that we just called Maki for short, because she had a longer Japanese name, Makiko, I think she's called. And she was by herself. She'd just come over to London and was travelling around and saw that Inkfest was on, so she decided to come along to it on her own. I know what it's like to go to a music festival by herself, so I befriended her and said, you can be with us for the weekend. And I didn't realise just how much she would be. she was with us all day Saturday, all day Sunday. Really, really good fun. And she said that she really likes the Japanese snacks, and she likes, when she travels abroad, to bring her snacks with her so other people can sample them. And what she was effectively offering at Inkfest was a free Japanese snack party. And they were all coming out of this tiny handbag. It was like a snack TARDIS. It's more and more of these various different sweets and crisps and various things. Oh, there was this dried squid thing I wasn't very keen on.
That doesn't sound like something I'd be keen on.
Well, I do quite like squid, but I didn't like this. Which Steve, who was down there with me, described as the Japanese jerky. Well be. Who knows? But yeah, so I got out of that side. But I do just want to mention the meeting of King Kurt, a man called Smeg, who I've met several times before, and was an absolute degenerate this weekend. He was officially comparing the show, but you wouldn't really have noticed, seeing he only seemed to be there for half the bands, and at other time was conspicuously AWOL. I think I know why, because on the Sunday, I went up to the bar for my large breakfast Guinness around about 1:30, not so early, and he was right behind me in the queue, and as I was ordering my beer, the barman said, from the usual, and he went, no, make it 5. And I didn't know what he was having. He was basically having pints of gin and lemonade.
Oh, fuck.
He ordered 5 gins, lemonade and ice, in a pint glass. And that was the only time I saw him at the bar, but it didn't mean he wasn't going there a lot, so God knows what he was getting up to. I did find out a couple of stories about him that I can't repeat. But it was really, really good fun. And I've got to mention a couple of bands that I didn't interview but did see. A band called The Zipheads, who we're going to be playing in future weeks, who I had a chat with, but didn't have my recording device on me at the time. And what a brilliant band. Really, really great. I have seen them before, but I don't know whether they've completely changed what they do or whether they were just different. But I don't remember them being this good the last time I saw them. They were great. And a band that said they'd been together about 15 years, but they'd only done about 8 gigs.
Right.
Called Far Q. Right. They were made up of members of other bands and were hilariously brilliant. That kind of jokey punk rock that bands like Bleach Boys do really, really well. But lots of cover versions, but not the ones you're expecting. Changes of words, changes of tempo. Very, very funny drummer who came on in briefs and not much else. Briefs and socks, as the English do so well. And they were brilliant. And I don't think they've got an album out. I'm not really surprised. But they were brilliant. If you ever get the chance to see Far Q, do. And one other band as well, who also made up of some of the guys from Far Q and Frenzy. It's all sort of mixed up. And Coffin Nails, called the Rocker Covers. Who do, as you'd imagine, sort of rock and roll in rockabilly, psychabilly covers of well-known songs. But they do them really, really well. And a great band to watch. One of these bands that it's easy to like because you recognise all the songs. Hmm. You go, wow, I didn't think they'd play like that. So whereas some bands maybe didn't get as many people watching as possible, they did get a good crowd watching them, and deservedly so, because they were brilliant. Right, shall I play two songs in a row with girls singing?
Yes.
Listen out for Valentine coming up and a track of their forthcoming album. I do appear to be losing my voice again. That can't be good. First up, though, a band called Chrissy, who has come through via Music Clout and was one of the only songs I could find remotely seized with play on this. So, and let's just say that when you check out... Oh, I've got the MySpace page for them, but when you check out the MySpace page of Chrissy... listen to the song first before you go to the MySpace page and then be surprised. I think that would be the best way to say this. What is Chrissy's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ChrissyBand?
No, MySpace.com/ChrissyOfficialTunes. C-H-R-I-S-S-Y official tunes. Probably be on the internet. 3, Tony 1, this is So High. We'll be right back.
Erskine Bus.
You're listening to Planet Smashers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bench week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Valentine. Don't know how to say him, do I? Maybe it's a Neil Nile thing. Maybe they're Scottish, in which case Valentine. They're not, they're Australian, but there's a lot of Scottish down there. I don't know, a lot of them been criminals down here. That was a track called Animal, which is from their latest album. Which is self-titled or eponymous, if you will, simply Valentine. What is Valentine's or Valentine's website?
Valentine.com.
It is. Tony 2, probably being Internet 3, the Valentine being the extra I in letter Valentine. Valentine. What's they called that? Valentine.
Maybe.
Valentine. Valentine. I'll find out one day. Now then, have you got? I keep saying now then, don't I, these days? I don't know what it is. He's like the spirit of Savile.
Yeah, you're possessed.
Yeah, it's coursing through my eye. Not.
Oh, yeah.
Of all the people you'd like to be possessed by, I can't help thinking a bloke who used to fuck corpses wouldn't be the best one. That is alleged, I believe.
Okay.
Have you got any gigs for us?
Yes, I do.
That must mean it's time for Tony's
International Gig Guide.
12 bar.
Yep, another week, another few gigs at the 12 Bar Club. There's something on Sunday again, so it's a bit of a roll. So, this Friday, 28th of June, The Scatterlists, The Great Malarkey, Danny Sherwood Triage, August and After. August and After. It's a Juanita Moonshine promotion presents Bamalam Night.
Juanita Moonshine.
Juanita.
It's going to be good fun, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
How much do you think it is, Friday?
£6.
It is. So Saturday night, 29th, Patrick Fitzgerald, The Bleach Boys, Strength in Blunders, and Viva Las Vegas. It's a London call-in night.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Guaranteed night.
It has the Punky Radio seal of approval, any London calling night. It's got The Bleach Boys on.
Yeah, go and ask them to play Lesbian Sex Commander.
Yeah. No, go and ask them to shout out Sooty and Sweep. Oh, that's something else I did. Watching Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons at Inkfest.
Yeah.
I got in a bit of bother off them because I kept shouting out, Daddy Longlegs, because they don't do it anymore. And I also didn't know they'd lost their bass player. And are currently a three-piece, which gave them a very individual sound, not akin to the Cramps with a girl singing. And really, really good. But yeah, it did lead to Puss at one point jumping into the crowd, walking straight up to me, getting very up close and personal, and screaming right at me, get out of my face. Fortunately, it's the name of the song, and it wasn't as rude as all that. Now, so, sorry, you're on to Sunday, are you?
No, how much is it for Saturday night?
Oh, God, £6.
It is?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, so Sunday night, 30th of June, Ram's Pocket Radio and Support. Not much more information than that. Sunday evening, how much do you think that is?
It's my usual Sunday crisis, isn't it? Fiver.
It is a fiver.
Oh, I've done it again. Maybe they have settled on fivers for Sundays.
It seems to have settled down a little bit, yeah.
Anyway, excellent value.
Excellent. That is it for the gig.
There's no such thing as a bad night at the 12 bar, by the way.
No, doesn't seem to be, no.
You just go down there and you will have fun. So that concludes Tony's
International Gig Guide.
12 bar. I don't know about you, Tony, but round about this time of the show, I like to play a band called Pedigree Scum.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's misspelled on both levels. So it's Pedigree, rather Pedigree, and Scum, S-K-U-M. They are one of the bands that I got from the free punk download. What's it called again?
Freedom Punker.
The Freedom Punker free download. Do check it out. Especially if you're into the harder end of punk rock. That's what we're about to do now via the Reverb Nation page, Tony, which is
reverbnation.com/pedigreescum.
As simple as that.
Ooh.
Hang on. Does that make it Tony 3.0 in, isn't it, 3? It surely does. Good Lord. Virus.
Government can't do everything, we were told, so it should settle for taking care of the strong and hope that economic ambition and charity will do the rest. We'll be right back.
Tuna Town.
You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Pedigree Scum. As I said last night, because there's also a Demented I'll Go track called Pedigree Scum, which we played on the show many years ago, I do believe. And if we didn't, I might play it again in future weeks. Now I've just thought of it. Right, oh, I hardly dare ask.
I wouldn't, if I were you.
Shall I not even ask you what you're doing this week and just tell you about what I'm doing?
Just go for it.
Yeah? Yeah. I'm going to Oslo on Thursday morning, mate. It's going to be brilliant.
Hey.
It's my last trip to Scandinavia before summer break. And I'm going out there with my mate Lee, who runs the gig in Holsworthy that I did the other week, who's having a few days off, and asked if he could come with me, only to Oslo. I went, yeah, sure, come along. So I'm taking out David Whitney and Robbie Bonham from Saturday as an Englishman, Scotsman and Irishman tour, which we'll also take in Gothenburg, Copenhagen. But on Friday night, there's just David coming out, and we also have a plethora of other acts on, if I may use that word on the podcast as Low Browsers, which features, if I'm right, Eleanor Christiansen, Joachim Skager. I'll find out how to say his name on Friday. Marcus Whitfield, I'll say that. And a short set from a new comic called Bruce Ashcroft, who I basically tutored from over the bar in Oslo on 2K. So I'm looking forward to see whether he listened to me. Frankly, it's not the best time to listen to me in a pub. But anyway, we'll see. And that's all on Friday night. You can find out all about them by lastminutecomedy.com. That's all the gigs. The Gothenburg gig on Sunday night will be the last one in that venue, and on that night we're moving to another venue and a different night from September, and the Copenhagen one also will be changing night, but the same venue. I haven't got a problem with the venue we're in Gothenburg, we're just moving because we need to move night. Bit of a long story, you didn't need to know that. What I can promise you is four nights of fun. Now I'm obviously factoring in my extra night here, which is Thursday night. I will also be doing my expat drinks night at Sigurdsson Bar, just around the corner from the hotel that I'm staying in this time, which means that I start four gigs in a row with a massive beer session, and I'm already hanging on to my voice for dear life, so anything could happen by next week.
Excellent.
Yes, but do try and get along to one of the shows, or if you know anyone in the Scandinavia area, and it is quite a big place. I haven't seen Eric Arlov in a long time, but he did have a kid. Maybe I'll have to get in touch with him, see what he's up to. I haven't heard nothing from him at all for ages. Yeah, it's going to be really, really good fun, and I hope that some of you can make it down. I'm looking forward to it anyway.
Good.
Oh, Whitney's bringing out his girlfriend Liz as well, who is tremendously excellent fun. So it should be all-round japes.
Is that who went to Edinburgh last year? Would you say with...
Yeah, Whitney stayed with me in Edinburgh last year. God forbid he'd want to stay this year. Well, I think I told you, I'm staying with, I say another musical act, like I really am one, but I'm staying with another musical act this year called Christian Riley, who's very good, and hopefully he's got his brain in the gear and he's got a CD with him, because he didn't have it last year and he could have made a lot of money on it, because he did a really, really good show. I've had enough of talking.
Okay.
Needle Play Band, here we go with some, I don't know how much more smug dirty rock and roll can get. Let's see what you think of I Got It Made.
I wonder where have I been? Some kind of
You're listening to Dr. Slagleberry underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Needleplay Band, and a track, frankly, I really, really like. It's smug as anything. I got it made. What is Needleplay Band's website?
Needleplayband.com.
It is. It's Tony 4, Paulie B, the Internet 3. This is turning a bit embarrassing on my part. Have you got a track for us?
No.
Well, I'm afraid I haven't got enough voice to cover it, so good luck.
Okay. No, I haven't got it to us. Please do email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. As proven last week, when one came in just 15 minutes before the show, she posted it on Facebook. I said email it, and she did. It took her 15 minutes. It's easy. You all know twats. I know lots of twats, but I can't mention them, otherwise I would be sued. So please do, email me. Email me now. In the interim, in the meantime, and whilst in the void of my twatless existence, a reminder that please do reviews at iTunes. It takes but a moment, helps out massively. We do have a few reviews, I think, in the wings. So please do email review me as Punky.
Sorry, mate, I was just getting a drink. Did I miss anything?
No. Go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that. It will open up the iTunes music store. You can review us there. 5 stars only. Obviously. Why would it not be? And we'll read them out. If you're not in the UK or US, email me, tony@punkyradio.com, and we'll feature it on the show. Reviews are massively important. A few reviews do make a massive difference. They help us get on the featured or noteworthy part of iTunes, gets us new listeners, more people listen to songs, buy the bands. That's how it works. We don't really get anything financially from it, so please do it, and it's all good. Thank you very much, Paul.
I love the Tony Hearn default mechanism.
Darren, I find it monotonous.
Do you really?
I think it's a bit boring.
I have just realised, oh no, I'll save it for next week, that I had another email to read out. I could do it now, in fact. Hang on, I'll have to go on the internet if it still works. I'm pretty sure my internet doesn't want to be my friend anymore. It doesn't right now. I'm not going to bother. I'm going to get on unless it sorts itself out very, very quickly. Last track this week, well read, by the way. I say well read, well recited.
Thank you.
And we want you to ask, so get on with them. And also, if you've got a joke for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type your email. Comedy Suburbs. We've given up on poems. None of you seem to care anyway. Or do you? See, I have had a poem through as well that I've just realised, but I don't know where it's gone. And now, no, that's just not having it. Go away, internet. I'll read that next week. But it was from Lee from Real Gone, and it was about how he likes Richard O'Sullivan, which probably won't mean anything to you, but actually ties in quite neatly with the start of the show, which I've realised we should really update, seeing as you are no longer in Robin's nest, Tony.
This is true.
But anyway, more of that next week, if I remember. Last track this week, Tony, another one from the Freedom Punker free download, available via our Facebook page, where the link is there, and you do pretty much follow the download link and it just starts downloading everything straight away, no mucking about. It's really, really good. A band called Totally Obnoxious. Thought it'd be a nice way to finish the show this week. What is Totally Obnoxious is Reverb Nation page,
reverbnation.com/totallyobnoxious.
It is. It's Tony 5, probably being Internet 3. What a turnaround from half time. I have clutched defeat from the hands of victory here. Yes. Friends. You hear me? Friends. We'll be right back. That was totally obnoxious, and a track called Friends. That was a nice ballad to finish off there. But by the way, if I ever don't say much about a band, it's because I don't know anything about them.
Fair enough.
Often what happens is with these bands that come through from samplers or such things as that, often because the band haven't got in touch with me direct, all I've got is a quick website to look at and the information about the band, that's it. So my apologies to any bands that we don't go into as much detail about as we perhaps should do, but we do give you, the listeners, the opportunity to find out more about them via the websites. That's about it. I see some of you, excuse me, in Scandinavia this week. I'm belching now. I hope to see some of you in Scandinavia this week. It's always nice to see familiar faces out the gigs. All right. To Tony, hopefully you'll be able to do something this week of interest. I've got the hiccups now.
Oh, blimey.
There's a challenge for you. We're just going to have to end this right here. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A-poo!